Camels in the Bible, Through the Eye of a Needle, Theme Text, And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Matthew 19, verse 24. The camel is a fascinating creature. God especially designed them to serve people in hostile desert conditions. Camels have many unique characteristics that allow them to thrive in conditions that make survival difficult for other beasts of burden, such as horses or donkeys. For example, when a camel exhales, water vapor becomes trapped in its nostrils and is reabsorbed into its body. Its heavy coat insulates it from desert heat. Even a camel's blood is different from any other mammal, allowing it to flow freely during severe dehydration. Camels can withstand losing 25% of their body weight to sweating, 11 to 13% more than other mammals. Being efficient users of water is only part of the story. Camels can store more water than any other animals. A 1,300-pound camel can drink 53 gallons of water in 3 minutes. Recall the account in Genesis 24, where Abraham sent his servant to his home country with 10 camels to find a wife for Isaac. Rebekah willingly drew water for all the men and camels. This may have required her to draw up to 500 gallons. Camels were prized in Old Testament times. Wealth could be measured by one's livestock, including camels. Genesis chapter 12, 16, 24, 35, and Job chapter 1, verse 3, and chapter 42, verse 12. Camels were used for personal transport, for cargo, and as draft animals. Camels were even milked like cows, Genesis 32, verse 15. Camels are referred to in the Old Testament 53 times. Though camels were also important in the New Testament times, they are only mentioned there 6 times. In both Matthew 3, verse 4, and Mark 1, verse 6, they are cited in reference to John the Baptist's raiment, camel's hair. The other 4 references are from our Lord, and one he referred to the camel metaphorically. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, you blind guides who strain out a gnat and swallow a camel. Matthew 23, verses 23 and 24. Jesus is telling the scribes and Pharisees that they showed great concern to comply with certain tangible small features of the law, like tithing from their herb gardens, yet failed to show mercy and compassion to those in need around them, which was much more important. In this analogy, our Lord used 2 contrasting creatures well known to his audience, the gnat and the camel. The gnat was one of the smallest creatures the people would have been familiar with, so small they could hardly be seen. These Jesus likened to the scribes and Pharisees tithing from their herb gardens, something so small in our Heavenly Father's sight as to be hardly noticeable. The camel, perhaps the largest creature the people knew, Jesus likens to the scribes and Pharisees' unwillingness to show kindness and mercy towards the people. These qualities God sees as much more important, as expressed by Jesus in many places and in many ways. The other 3 references to camels in the New Testament involve the same incident given in 3 places, Matthew 19, verse 24, Mark 10, verse 25, and Luke 18, verse 25. In this incident, the rich young ruler came to Jesus asking what he must do to inherit eternal life. In Mark 10, verse 24 through 25, the disciples were amazed at Jesus' words. Children, how hard is it to enter the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Here Jesus used an analogy similar to the one mentioned earlier in Matthew 23, verse 24. In this instance, he contrasted this large animal to the eye of a needle, the smallest orifice that those listening to him were likely familiar with. He told them that it would be easier for a huge camel to pass through the tiny space of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. In human terms, the camel could not possibly achieve this feat. Jesus said, "With people it is impossible, but not with God, for all things are possible with God." Mark 10, verse 27. With God, a huge camel can pass through the tiny space of a needle's eye. With God, not only the poor, but also the rich and all mankind will have an opportunity to come back into a relationship with their Creator. 1 Timothy 4, verse 10, and 1 John 2, verse 2. With the creeds of many, however, this is impossible. By the creeds of men, most of humanity would be lost as unbelievers in this life. But with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19, verse 26, and Acts 24, verse 15. What a wonderful God we have. Brother Russell in reprint 5465 and reprint 3844 relates the tradition of the needle's eye gate. The thought is that when the large main gates into Jerusalem were closed for the night, it was still possible for travelers to enter the city through small entryways called the needle's eye. These gates were too small for a loaded camel to enter, but if the camel's load was removed and the camel crawled on its knees, it could enter the city. This seems to be a wonderful illustration of what our Lord was teaching with this incident of the rich young ruler. As the camel could not enter the city standing tall with a load of goods on its back, the rich man cannot enter the kingdom of God proudly carrying the worldly goods he cherishes. For the camel to enter the city, it must assume a more humble position on its knees, so that its handlers may remove the burdens of worldly goods from its back. The camel must then remain in this humble stance, crawling on its knees through the small narrow gate into the joys of the great city. Likewise, we who desire the blessings of our Lord must humble ourselves before him. We must consecrate all we have, all we are, to him. We thus unburden ourselves of the worldly things that we once held as precious. We can then travel the narrow way of sacrifice until we hear his voice, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Matthew 25, verse 21. It seems like a wonderful analogy. However, the idea of a small gate called the needle's eye in the walls of Jerusalem has recently fallen out of favor amongst Bible scholars. Evidence of such a gate does not exist. Early writings suggest this application goes back only to the 9th century. Our Lord's point was the impossibility of salvation by man's endeavors. This is established by his own conclusion on the matter, as we read before in Matthew 10, verse 27. Jesus said, "With people it is impossible, but all things are possible with God." The camel may also be a metaphor for our entire pilgrim journey on this side of the veil. The camel's unique characteristics may describe elements of our Christian walk. As the camel's long legs carry it high above the searing heat of the desert sand up to 158 degrees Fahrenheit, we, through the Holy Spirit, travel our pilgrim journey high above the corrupting influences of the world. As the camel is able to consume large amounts of water to preserve it through the desert, the Holy Spirit allows us to enjoy truths from God's Word, preserving us spiritually as we travel the narrow way. As the camel's unique physiology allows it to survive in the hostile environment of the hot, dry desert, so we survive as a peculiar people, 1 Peter 2, verse 9, in hostile environments at times. We are peculiar in that we are not driven by the things that motivate the worldly. We have higher aspirations to please our Heavenly Father. We are motivated by the hope of the kingdom and the incredible promise that, if faithful, we may bless all the families of the earth.